You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to
Talk With Us. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. It's me, your girl, Quan.
And it's your girl, May.
And if you are new to the channel, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
And if you've been down with us since day one, welcome back to Talk With Us, everybody.
Yes, and thank you very much.
Happy 4th of July to all you guys and girls.
Happy 4th to everybody out there today. And you believe we are in July. And
I know, right?
We are on the fourth day of July.
The months of rolling by.
They're rolling, rolling, rolling. Mm-hmm. So I know it's going to be a lot of festivities going on today.
A lot of eating.
A lot of eating. Some good food. Grilling. Food out there. Later on, it'll be some fireworks. And yeah, we just hoping everybody will just enjoy the 4th of July. Sadly, though, you know, in parts of the world, there's been a shooting already in a crowd. So it kind of puts a dampener on people trying to celebrate the 4th, I guess, you know, even though you're not in there, you know, it's just that people just need to chill out and just let people live. And stop.
I know, at least get for one day, stop the shooting.
Stop it and just let people just go ahead and have their parades
more than
or
one
whatever,
day,
you know,
come on,
or,
people.
You know, celebrate the 4th and stuff like that. They could be right out there celebrating. Well, they're trying to shoot somebody for it.
I don't know.
Anyway, it kind of puts it, it's now to a point in time. Do you feel like now it's just different kind? You like it's hard to celebrate.
It is. Celebrate at home.
I don't care about going out.
Yeah,
that's what I think too. You know, what's to have a parade and then you know somebody in the crowd,
some idiot,
want to be stupid and stuff and want to do stupid stuff out there and hurt people.
Yep.
So now it's different times. Now it's like it's not even fun anymore to just, you know, where once upon a time they would might say, well, we're having a parade in town. And you'd be like, okay, let's take the kids and we'll go out and they got free food or whatever. But now it's like when you think about it now, it's like, I don't know. I don't really want to go.
Nah.
You know, the times has gotten like that. It's just that bad out here.
It is. It is.
But we hope that you guys have a great 4th of July.
I hope so.
And a safe one. So, Quan, what have you been up to?
There's nothing. Chilling.
Chilling.
Enjoying life.
And trying to enjoy.
Trying to enjoy life. Trying to stay cool. Trying to be, you know, productive with my life and everything. So,
yeah,
that's what I've been doing.
Oh, okay. Well, me, I've been chilling, you know, it's about the same as Quan and trying to stay cool, y'all. It is a massive heat wave, and we're just trying to stay cool out there. But we are glad to be back to talk with us so you guys can, you know, chime in and leave us feedback as always.
We're glad to be back because there's been a lot going on in the news, y'all.
Yeah. And
there's been a lot.
It's been so much till, you know, a lot of time we just didn't want to report because it was too much sadness.
Well, yeah, it's been a lot of sad news, but then a lot of crazy news as well.
Yeah, it's some crazy news, y'all. It's some really crazy news. But anyways, we're going to jump right on into our topics today. We will be discussing R. Kelly. Today.
R. Kelly, and it's crazy.
They got him under, suicide watch?
He said that is not true. He said he's not suicidal. They doing that because he's a top celebrity, and they want to just put him down under the ground.
You think so?
He ain't suicidal. Yes.
You think so, though? I mean...
Yeah, because when they suicidal, they take everything from you. They put you in a cell by yourself. They strip you of every single thing.
But isn't that what they are going to do or are doing to him?
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. If they put him on a suicide watch, he can't eat with no forks and spoons. He's going to be in a cell by himself. Pretty much, they're going to strip him like almost every single day. They're going to make him wish that he would have never did what he did. But he said he ain't suicidal, and I believe that he is not suicidal.
I don't know, but you got to think about this, though. This once superstar, celebrity, singer, he was basically sitting on top of the world at one point.
Yeah.
Okay, he had just about everything that he could have ever wanted in his life. And then he wound up losing everything that he had gained. Now he's in a prison. You wouldn't think that that would make somebody totally depressed.
Yeah, he gonna be depressed.
Maybe his depression got somewhere to a point that, you know, maybe they felt like he wanted to do something to himself. Maybe because so, you can see that true. Though. I mean, he may say it's not true, but maybe they see other things. I don't know, but I would think that if a person in his state of mind didn't realize that he done messed up and done lost everything that he had climbed on the ladder to get.
Yeah.
And he's, I mean, it's lost. Even if he right now, even if they say they were to release him and he go free, his life still wouldn't be the same.
No, it won't, because mm-mm. he done lost half of his friends in the music industry and stuff.
Yeah.
They look at him different now.
And the fans, you know.
Well, he still got a lot of fans. He still got a lot of fans, but he got some of the fans that are against him. But I'm one of his fans still. I still like R. Kelly. I still listen to R. Kelly music.
Wait, so I mean, you still like R. Kelly music?
I still
music,
like R. Kelly music.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
I mean, no doubt that he
I
had
still
a,
bump his stuff. So.
You know, he had a great voice. He had a great voice, but I just think that I don't think he can come back from this kind of mess up.
What I know, I mean, yeah, you do the crime, you do the time, but at the same time, what I don't like is that they gave him 30 years.
Oh,
when
yeah.
There were plenty more people who did the same thing. Some of them didn't even get no years. Some of them got less than what he got. I mean, that's not right. And then the parents, half of them should be like in a cell too.
Well, yeah.
They should be right there because they knew exactly what they were doing.
I think
like
that,
I seen on an interview with two girls talking to Gail.
Mm-hmm,
and they were saying that their mom knew exactly what they were doing. They knew who R. Kelly was. They wanted to put their daughters in front of him.
Because he was famous.
Yeah.
And they kind of wanted to get their daughters into that money.
Yeah. So them two girls was, you know, they were trying to speak up for him. But I think that But a lot of them parents should be in a cell too.
You know, especially like for underage girls and stuff like that. And
yeah.
You know, young girls, and they let them go to these out of town places like yep. this. Then they should. Yeah, I agree with that too, because I don't think he should have got 30 years because I don't think he raped anybody.
No, he didn't rape them.
So, and these girls, even though they might have been infatuated with him and stuff like that, and he might have took advantage of them or whatnot because of his status, but I don't think that he should have been hit with 30 years.
And then the people, his entourage, they should be in jail too.
Right.
Because if they helped him get them girls,
mm-hmm.
why they ain't behind bars?
What they wanted to say was like a trafficking kind of thing.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what they got him on.
Mm-hmm.
But so, I don't understand why he the only one who went down. His yeah. entourage, a lot of them should be in jail too.
Because you know they would have had to know all around. Do you think maybe
they knew
that they was I don't know.
He was paying them
for silence.
He was paying them and stuff.
Well, you know, even if he paid them for silence and stuff like that, yeah. I mean, they knew
took
about
the money.
It. Yeah, they took
and
the
they
money
knew
so.
About it.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
they
who,
should be in jail too.
And I mean, a lot of these women and stuff. I'm sure he paid for a lot of things for them. You know,
yeah.
and they got good out of this situation. But I think what might have sank his ship was that they probably want to be committed in a relationship. And he probably didn't.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because he had, like, multiple girls. But wouldn't you think one of these girls would probably be like, I want to be the only one.
I'm pretty sure.
And then the next girl probably said she want to be the only one. You know?
I mean, I'm pretty sure they thought that, but at the same time,
okay, well, what
all
I don't,
the stuff that
okay,
against him.
Okay, but what I don't get is, which one that was had to cut her hair off and look like a boy? What was that about?
I don't know. They say he was, you know, messing with little boys, too. But I don't believe that one.
I mean, ain't no boys came for it, has it?
I thought one did, but, you know,
But didn't they say that was he was attracted to the one that was like a little boy? He wanted her to be like a boy, dressed like a boy?
I guess.
Oh, a tomboy or something like that?
Probably.
I think he liked the tomboy girls. I put it like that because, you know, Aaliyah, the late Aaliyah was kind of like a tomboy,
mm-hmm.
but she was still girly.
Yeah.
So, and you know, we know about that story.
Yeah, but I don't really like it.
I don't think 30 years. Yeah. I mean,
maybe
I think 10, that's kind of harsh.
Okay. You know, yeah. something like that, but 30?
But maybe his lawyers or whatnot can
hopefully they can get it knocked down.
I think they want to you know, try and see if they can get that some years taken off.
I mean, he just, you know, he deserved to do some time.
Can you imagine,
but
though?
Not 30.
Can you imagine? It's 2024. I mean, 2022. I'm sorry. I'm jumping too far. And you got 30 years.
He's going to be old. He's going to be in his 80s when he get out. He's going to be old. Am I doing the math right?
he's
going to be old.
I mean, it's just, it's terrible.
Because if you look at it, look at it like this. Elvis Presley, right?
Mm-hmm.
He married, who that was? Lisa?
What that woman
What's
was
the
saying?
Wife name? She was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. She was a teenager.
And they made a movie of him. He didn't get no time. I mean, he died. But he ain't get no time. He ain't getting talked
she
about.
Was,
he ain't
she
get
was
nothing.
Just a, she was just a schoolgirl.
Yeah.
She was a high school girl.
Yeah. And he was messing with her. And she was
and
underage.
And I don't even, wait a minute, I don't even know what she high school. I think she was middle school. Because
she was underage.
She was really young.
Because her parents did not like it.
Mm-hmm. But he was infatuated with her, and he liked her so much.
And they made a movie about him, but it was like a romantic movie.
Uh-huh. And I guess everybody had hearts in their eyes when it come to that. But
yeah,
it's the same thing, though, because she was
same
underage.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whatever. You do the crime, you got to do the time.
Yeah. But
like
think,
I said, 30 years is too much.
But
you
I don't know.
Brought it down some.
But I think the reason why it got to be 30 years is because of some of the testimonies of the women.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I guess so. I guess they say we're gonna put Bill Carver where we're gonna do the same thing to R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, so but maybe he can get a couple years off of there because I don't think it needs to be 30.
No,
I don't think just for the simple fact that the parents allowed it.
Yeah, and like I said, they need to be in jail too.
And the only reason a lot of parents went out and you know went searching for their kids and stuff is because these girls has got so. Into wrapped up into their life till they just stopped calling home, stopped visiting home, you know, because they were just caught up in this life.
I thought he was keeping them from returning home.
Well, that's
so
what
they say.
That's what some say. But can you actually believe that? I mean, is he
I don't
was
know,
he that
man,
was
I don't
he
know.
That so supposedly that powerful to keep a person?
I mean, he was a celebrity.
So then,
top notch celebrity.
Okay.
All right. Secret life.
Okay, he had a secret life, and that was his secret life. So
mm-hmm. He had the money to do it.
And he had the money to do it and to pay people to be quiet and to keep the girls where they, whatever.
Yeah.
If it's true, though, then if he, 30 years it is. I mean, you can't really go around it. I know we're trying to see why, you know, maybe 30 years and not so because they were grown and they did have their own mind. They could have left it. I think if they really wanted to. And say, you know what? I'm done with this. I ain't going to talk about it no more, whatever, with nobody. But
yeah,
I just want to be done with you. And I ain't going to speak to nobody about it. Nobody never have to know, but I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, I think they could have done that. But they kind of act like, you know, they were captive.
That's what they was talking about. How they seen
yeah,
it on TV.
The way
like
that
they couldn't get away.
Yeah,
they couldn't do nothing.
One explained that they had, like, they was like in this room, like room. And the room had multiple rooms. And that they couldn't even use the bathroom. You know, they used the bathroom, but they couldn't go to, like, a facility. They used it, like, in a pot and stuff. Now, that's what one said. That's what one young lady said. She said, and then when they wanted to do something, so they had to ask for permission.
Mm.
So,
I mean,
yeah, that's what
I
she
mean,
said.
He do seem like a psycho.
She said they had to ask for, you know, they had to say something special. Like, I don't know what they had to address him in a different way. It couldn't be just like Robert, or it couldn't be just R. It had to be something else, like my master, or something like master, or something like that, something to that effect. When they approached them,
so you mean tell me R. Kelly, this big old celebrity making music, all this stuff in the studio, touring and stuff, he have that much time to go home to do all that to them girls?
He had, I guess,
and like when he away on the road, you mean to tell
you know,
me that they still locked up in the room?
Yeah, this is what he's saying. I think it was kind of okay. Take this for a kind of like a thing that were like R. Kelly. Okay, like the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
It's filled with all women, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they live there. Most of the time, they live there. Day in, day out.
Yeah.
Okay. So, at this place that he had back, wherever home was, then he had these women there. And he had people around the clock you know, watching, making sure that they stay in.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever he's out of town and whenever he go back in home, then he can go there. And that was like his Playboy Mansion.
Oh, okay.
But these women were saying that they couldn't leave. They couldn't do what they wanted to do. because he had rules for them and they had to follow the rules or they'd be punished or something.
It's crazy.
I don't know. It's crazy though.
I mean, like I said, you know, you do wrong, you're gonna get punished.
So if he did all,
if he did all of that, he getting punished.
And you know, okay, what are we? Let's take it way, way back. Remember when he was infatuated with Aaliyah?
Yeah.
Okay. She was underage.
Yeah, she was 15.
Mm-hmm. And you know, he had married her.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think they mostly based that off of Aaliyah case.
Mm-hmm.
They looked, because that one right there was in the public, mm-hmm. and they looked at that and based a decision.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what really brought him down.
That's what it did. But that's what I think too. But that was like the fort that said he was done.
Yeah,
because she was famous too. But when he engaged her, she was an underage girl,
and he got married to her because he thought that she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that brought him down.
And then by that, yeah, and everything followed after that, he was slowly sinking himself. Every time he messed with, you know, especially if it was an underage girl,
yep.
He was sinking himself. But I think he's had such an infatuation with the young women till he couldn't stop himself.
But he was married at the time, wasn't it? He had a girlfriend, a woman.
It was a woman.
An older woman.
Uh-huh, and she said that, you know, it started off that I had read about that too. The relationship started off great when they met. They had chemistry. They went out on dates and whatnot. She said it was feeling good, but then all of a sudden, you know, it's just like his interest started, you know, leaving. And he would come around and, you know, smooch or whatever. But it wasn't like that she was important anymore like that. That was because he got famous.
He was like really, really famous.
He was really already famous then. Well in the status when he met this woman. And so I think what it was that he had other girls.
Yeah.
And so their relationship ended.
And apparently to the world, other boys.
Apparently. But so far.
I just don't believe that.
So
one.
Far though, I think it's mostly
they
women.
They all got to stick the boys up.
They always do. The only thing I know was like tomboys was that girl that he had cut her hair and her mama seen her on TV. And that's how she recognized, but she said she almost didn't recognize her daughter. She looked at her or something like that and she said, "That's my daughter." She looked different, but that's my daughter. And she went searching for her daughter. I think it was either New York or New Jersey or somewhere like that. And she found it. But it took a while for her to find her. And she found it. And she said, yeah, that was her daughter that she seen on TV. And she looked like a little boy because she did not recognize her. She had big baggy pants and stuff on and like guy clothes and stuff. And she had a low haircut.
I mean, yeah. that's how Aaliyah was dressing around him. Maybe he wanted to make all the rest of the girls, you know, be like Aaliyah. You think so? Because that's how she came into the game. She was already dressing as a tomboy and she wore the baggy clothes.
And that was before she even came to fame. She dressed like that.
And she still had the, like a sex appeal to mm-hmm. her. So maybe he wanted all the rest of the girl to be like her, to be like Aaliyah. Maybe he put Aaliyah on a pedestal and wanted the rest of the girls to be.
You know, Aaliyah was a beautiful young lady. She was beautiful. And
maybe he didn't want the rest of the girls to
but they
to
were
be
never
like
gonna,
Aaliyah.
They were never gonna look like Aaliyah.
No, they're not gonna look like her.
He had
the
girl
saying,
cut
with the clothes,
all her hair off.
With the clothes, the baggy clothes.
Maybe the baggy clothes. I can get that because when Aaliyah liked to dress like that. And I can get that style, you know. I can get that. But I don't know. I don't know. I think he had a problem. He had a problem, and now
apparently, when he was young,
you know,
something happened to him when he was young. You know, then his lawyer said that.
I have no idea, but if he was that, you know. But the thing about it is, he had trouble way before this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He had been in the news. So why didn't maybe he try to get help?
Because he was a celebrity. Celebrities don't go get help. Until it's too late.
Okay. Well, in his case, too late.
Yeah.
And so
a lot
now,
of celebrities out there are still struggling with their problems.
I know they have problems because they are
but
people.
They're not going to get help because they're celebrities. And it'll be all in the news.
But then he was in the news anyway.
Yeah, he was.
For girls.
Yeah.
You know, that was a red, big old flag popped up then. And he still kept on doing. kept right on doing.
He thought he wasn't going to get caught.
Okay, but now he done got caught. So you know what? You know what? Yeah, we are all people and we fall short. But if you do the crime, though, you do have to do the time.
Yep.
So even if it's 30 years, it may not be right to have 30 years.
It's not
years,
right.
But he ain't getting out no time soon. He ain't going to even get out on bail. He ain't getting out. It's just waiting. He ain't going to get out.
I don't think he's going to get out.
So maybe he can come up with a good song and write it for somebody else while he in there.
That I'm saying. Maybe he can still write music.
He might can write music for somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm sure he still got friends that probably had to talk to him about his situation. So, you know, we wish the best to him and hope that he can change for the better.
I hope so.
You know, because he's got plenty of time to, he can be forgiven, you know. God will forgive him, but he needs to really take time to evaluate. And he got the time, like I said. And he can be a new man when he come out. You know, no matter what age, he can be a better person still.
Hopefully, you know, he'll get the help that he's needing.
Yeah, but it's a lot of hymns out here in the world like that.
It sure
you know,
is.
It's a lot. He's not the only one. He's just the famous one.
Yeah.
But, you know, just like you find a poor one, there's a rich one. So, you know. But, best
of because
love.
You're a celebrity, I mean, you know, your dirty deed is going to hide forever.
Ever. Eventually, as we see, they all will come out.
It sure will.
You know, because that's just the justice of God. Because if the poor person do something bad, or I say poor, you know what I mean, like money-wise. But if they do something and they keep on doing for one, eventually they're going to get caught. All right, but the same thing it is for the rich one. You know, it may take a little bit longer because they got the means to try to keep it covered, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But eventually it will come out.
It's going to come out, y'all, so stop it. Stop doing the dirt behind closed door thinking that it's not going to come out. It's going to come out.
God knows
it's going
to come out. Lord knows it will. So you just need to start and repent and ask God to forgive you and try to live a better life.
Yeah, that goes for everybody, not just R. Kelly.
Everybody
out there who doing wrong.
Yeah,
who got their mind frame to hurt somebody else.
Yeah,
okay. How you do it, you're gonna hurt somebody else. If you got that mind frame, y'all stop. Yeah. Get some help,
please.
Get
do.
Some help.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're gonna move on from R. Kelly for now.
Okay.
Hopefully, there won't be no more news about R. Kelly.
Yeah, because I think, I mean, you know, once this trial and error is already over, then I think they just need to just stop.
Yeah, they
with
do.
That, you know.
But I wanted to touch on this just a little bit.
Okay.
We're not going to go into full detail. Mm-hmm. Just touch on it.
Okay.
About what's going on with this abortion.
Oh,
rights.
Yeah.
I've been seeing that everywhere. And I don't understand some of the women. Mm-hmm. I don't understand, like, these celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting on TV. They mad.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm all for, because you don't supposed to kill nobody. You don't supposed to kill your unborn child.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a baby, see through that baby is going to be born.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't end that life before it have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm all for it.
Okay, you know what? I am too. I am pro-life. I'm for life. Now, I know it's a touchy subject for a lot of people.
I mean, a lot of them.
Okay. The only way that I would even think maybe to possibly even bend toward abortion if it's the pregnancy is causing health risks to the mom.
Yeah.
You know, if you know, it's possibly, you know, going in and, you know, her demise and the baby too, then that's a different situation. And I think
that
God will understand. He will understand that. But, and I know, and this is right here, Quan, this is what everybody's talking about. What about if it's an incest, and just like it's a recent story, it's this 10-year-old little girl was impregnated by, like, a rapist that impregnated this 10-year-old little girl, and now she's trying to find a place, or her parents are trying to find a place for her to get an abortion.
That situation, that would be different. Then I will, you know, accept that one.
You know what, though?
Because she's 10 years old. She don't know how to raise no baby.
Yeah, she's a baby.
She's a baby herself.
She's a child, and she was raped by some, you know, pervert man.
And I do believe, you know, God would not hold her accountable for that.
This child was gotten out of rape.
Yeah.
But, however, on the other hand, I know that's why I say it's a touchy, but on the other hand, if her body is able to carry this child, then
I don't know.
What you think?
I don't know about that one.
Because this could really
she's
just...
10.
She is 10. She's just a kid.
She's 10.
But, you know,
Had there been a story about a 10-year-old carrying a child? Because I never really heard.
I've heard of stories like that before. There's not a lot of them. Most girls are older, but this one is 10 years old, and she is impregnated by a rapist.
Well, I think that, you know, she get help for and get abortion. I don't think God will hold that over her because she a child herself.
Yeah, and
I'm talking about the ones who...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I was just trying to present a case because a lot of women want to throw that in there to put it with the same in the same category.
They can't do that.
But you can't put that in the same category. Mm-hmm. Under certain circumstances, abortion should be allowed.
Yeah.
And that is if the baby is causing... If this being pregnant is causing health risk, like if the mom's got heart failure, she wound up pregnant, and this baby could, you know, being pregnant could also take her.
Yeah.
You know, that's the situation right there. Okay? And then, like, if it's incest, you know, the dad is impregnating his daughter, which is sick, but, you know, no daughter wants to have her daddy's baby.
No,
so that would be a circumstance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that would be a hard decision, too.
And then the rape of young children.
Yeah.
Girls who can't conceive like this 10-year-old. Now, with all of those scenarios pushed to the side because they are different in a
very
different category.
Different.
Now, if a young lady just want to go party tonight and have a one-night stand, and oop, she found out she's pregnant the next week. All right, then, I don't want this baby. Mm-mm. No. That right there ain't going to cut it.
No.
That ain't going to cut it because, see, you wasn't responsible.
Yep.
You went out and you did this. And you know there's a possibility, a chance of you getting anything, not only a baby, but a disease too. But you know, but you did it.
And now, a lot of them do that.
A lot of them do that.
They come up pregnant.
They do. And now that you are pregnant, now you're saying, oh no, I'm not ready to be a parent. I'm not ready to be a mom. I'm too young for this. I'm only 20. No.
It don't work that way.
Honey.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's
the situation.
You can't put that 10-year-old girl or being raped in the same category as the other ones.
Right.
The ones who go out and, you know, sleep around.
Uh-huh.
Or they slept with their boyfriend and then wind up pregnant and then want to get rid of the baby.
Uh-huh.
Don't put those two in the same category.
I wouldn't even care if you were 15 and up. Because you know why? Because a 15-year-old know if they're responsible for doing things that lead to that, then you know what? They would be forced to go ahead and have that baby.
Yeah.
And then if they want to put up for adoption, that's another thing.
You can put up for adoption.
But at least the child will live.
Yeah.
You know, but you ain't going to go out there and do these things. And you know what the sad thing is? It is women in the world, in this world, that has had multiple abortions.
I know, more than one. And that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to have to pay for that.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's not gone.
Like, I don't
that is not gone. You done took a life.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, gotta get rid of this because I ain't ready to be no mama. And then they 30 and they, ooh, I'm pregnant again, but I still don't want to be no mama. Ooh, abortion. And then, you know, the 3 and 4 abortions in your body, you say, those are lives. Those are lives that you're taking away. Innocent little babies.
Yep.
Lives. So, you know, no. I do not agree with the population of women right now who are for abortion.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
And then you send all these celebrities getting on TV being so angry about, you know, the outcome of the situation.
It's our
they
bodies.
They all for it.
Yeah.
Seriously?
But you know what? I'm going to just say it like this. Forget celebrities. Who are they? They're on a higher platform and they think that their voice is going to change something.
It is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. So it don't matter if you're a celebrity. It don't matter if you're a grocery store worker. You know, it's like they think that the celebrities can change stuff once they voice the opinion they come for. Forget them. I hope it stick. I hope it stands, and I hope it never changes.
Me too.
I do, because I am pro-life. You don't throw away a baby like that because you decide I don't want to be pregnant.
Protection.
Like you that's right. Birth control. There are all kinds of contraception that people can use. So if you don't want to use and you get pregnant, then that's on you. You did this.
Mm-hmm.
That baby didn't do this. You did this. So now you want to, I got to get this thing out. No way. No. So everybody, I know everybody's got different opinions and stuff, but you got to think, though, it's a life. God is creating that life. He has made it. He has set things in order to work into creating a baby. And once it starts, that's the life.
I mean, all, you know, women and men should know, when you out there doing something like that and ain't protecting yourself, there's a chance you're going to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm. You will.
There's a chance.
You will. And it's a strong possibility that yes. it will happen. And then for you to just say, you know, oh, like it's a piece of chicken you dropped on the ground. Oh, it's dirty. I don't want that. Throw it away. No, you shouldn't do that. Because nope. that's a little baby, you know, that's a little baby. And I understand the cases that me, you know, Quan and I have said that, you know, it's different.
Very different.
And I think that if you go to a doctor and you cannot prove that if this baby is not causing you a health risk, if this child has not got an incest, you know, or you're an underage child and got pregnant due to rape. I think that's probably, you know, my top three things right there. But, yeah. you know, and I say an underage child, and I ain't talking about, I stop at about, I say about 12 almost.
Well, yeah, 12.
Mm-hmm. I stop at about 12, because this day in life, 12 years old, they even know what to do.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They really do.
These kids, mm-hmm. they're not kids anymore.
They're not. And then 14-year-olds dressing and looking like they're 18. And yep. you'll be like, 14? What? Really? What?
Yep.
And then they come up pregnant and be like, oh, she is too young to be a mother. She don't know what being a mother. She know how to do what she did to get to be a mother.
It's a lot of them.
Let her have it. Let her have it. And if you don't want it, give it for adoption. But let her have it.
That's mm-hmm. that's all you can do. You can
yeah.
give the baby away.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're taking a life.
And this is even.
And that's going to come back on you.
It will come back. It will come back. You will have to answer that
for
one day.
They didn't got scot-free, mm-hmm. you know, not being a parent.
Yep.
But at the end
of the day,
it's going to come back on
he
you.
He's going to come back and get you.
So that's a life.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like you taking a grown you know, person's yeah. life. And a life is a life.
Mm-hmm. So, Quan, what do you think about this? As we were talking about underage, what about, just say this is a scenario, an older woman, a woman of age, a woman that can take care of herself, a woman, and she gets raped, and then she winds up pregnant. What's your take on that?
She should, you know, have the baby mm-hmm. and give it up for adoption. She don't
mm-hmm.
want it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read a story where, you know, some kids that it came into the world from their mom being uh-huh. raped and mm-hmm. stuff, but their mom went through with the mm-hmm. pregnancy.
I have read a story like that too.
Because they grew to love the baby.
They grew to love
their
baby.
But if you can't, then give mm-hmm. it up for adoption.
Then give it for adoption, but don't take the life. Let somebody else have that baby.
Yeah.
You know, because there are families in the world who cannot have children, you know, who would love to have your baby if you don't want it.
Don't get me wrong. You know? I know it'll be hard. It'll be hard.
Yeah,
you know, every day that you see your baby growing and knowing how it mm-hmm. came, you know, how mm-hmm. it came to exist, mm-hmm. it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you just get through it and then you had a baby, you can just give it for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
But don't take it out of this world.
Right.
And give a chance.
And I think with support, you know, if you had the right support around you in that situation, if you got the right support, I believe that the woman can get through it.
Yeah.
You know, I believe she can get through it. But yeah, there was I read a long time ago, it was a young girl, and she was of age, probably 16, 17, somewhere along in there. And she got raped. And then she found out she was pregnant. And then she thought about ending the baby because the baby got out of rape. And how could she ever love this baby when she didn't even know the daddy? You know, the daddy just assaulted her, raped her, and stuff like that. And she thought to herself, how could she ever look at this baby and love this baby without thinking that the only reason this baby is here because I was raped? You know, but yep. then she went through the pregnancy and she said, you know, as she went on further through her pregnancy, she started to feel closer to the baby. And when she had the baby, she said she could not give her up for adoption. She said when she looked into her baby eyes, regardless how the baby was got, she loved her baby. You know, and I thought that turned out to be a beautiful story. I know it might not be easy, like Quan said, like for a lot of women and stuff, you know, but, you know, it's better that you give the baby a chance to be with a family who maybe don't have kids.
Yeah.
You know, because they surely, you know, the baby is a baby. Regardless, I know how it got here. The baby didn't do it. The nope. baby didn't do it. You know, it's the rapist's fault, you know. You didn't ask to be that, but then when a baby is there, it's still a little life.
It's a life.
Mm-hmm. So and I think people are saying, what they're saying, Quan, is, this my body, so you can't tell me what to do with
my body, my rights. That's mm-hmm. all I've been seeing. Like, seriously. So y'all understand what y'all are saying.
Right.
I'm talking about the one that get on TV. I ain't talking about like the normal people. I'm talking about the rich celebrity folks. I'm just shocked because of them.
But I'm glad they passed the law. I'm glad because throughout the years it's been so many abortions.
I'm glad too.
I mean abortion right and left. And then, like Quan and I was saying, that it's multiple people. It's multiple women. And then the women, some get multiple abortions.
Yeah.
They go to the clinic more than once.
These doctors should be ashamed of themselves.
And you look at this, and okay, well, you didn't learn your lesson the first time. Then you're going to have another abortion? No. You got to put a stop to it. I know everybody is not going to agree with what Quan is saying, what I'm saying about this situation. That is fine. You have your opinion.
I don't care.
But I am pro-life, and I hope that it sticks. I hope that it stays, because it's too many babies being killed for nothing.
What's that actress name that played on Tyler Perry movie? The one that her husband cheated on and she had to see about him in a wheelchair?
She's a pretty
black woman.
Hold on. I know her name.
She played on Set It Out, too.
It's on the tip of my tongue, and I can't.
Anyway.
She got a lot
of backlash because she was all for it. Mm-hmm. She was glad that they passed that law. And when she did that, I mean, she got a lot of people hating her. Mm-hmm. I mean, they was hating her.
You know, though, if you stand up for what's right, and if you stand for the right, most of the time, you're going to get backlash.
It's the world we live in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the world we live in. People are afraid to stand up for the right because they fear all the backlash they'll get from the people.
Yep.
And sometimes, but you know what? That was big of her to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could call her name, but I can't. But
I'm proud
of her.
Sissy Tyson. No, she just looked.
I think she just looked like her a lot. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I'm proud of her because she is a celebrity as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and
better
and
than the one who's standing up saying
and she's
my body
standing
my right.
up. And knowing that she's going to get this backlash. I'm sure she knew she was going to get it, but she didn't. So I am proud of her for standing up for what's right. And that's what we have to do in today's world. You know, we have to stand up for what's right because wrong has been going on for so long.
It didn't took completely
and they
over.
Just, and if you are for the right, they just want you to just shut up and sit back and don't say nothing.
I know.
Just don't say nothing
don't
and
say
you'll be
nothing.
Fine. But you just see it, but don't say nothing. No, mm-mm. No, it's high time that, you know, somebody stand up for the right. So, Quan and I stand up for the right.
Yeah, I don't care
pro-life.
About getting backlash.
We
I
are
really
pro-life.
Don't.
So, you know, anybody do not like this.
Really don't.
You know, we welcome your feedback. Go ahead. Because, like I said, everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got an opinion about everything.
They don't want you to have now.
But this is ours, and we are pro-life. We are for life, and we are for babies being born, you know, and to stop killing because I don't care how you turn the situation around, you cannot say that baby is not a life.
It's a life.
You know, some people just want to say, oh, Quan, it's just sales getting together.
No.
That's a lie. I don't care what you say. That is a lie. And if I was a doctor, I would not be an abortion doctor.
Well.
That's one doctor I would not be.
I don't know if they're going to be one now.
I mean, yeah.
What can they do now?
It's going to put quite a bit of them out of the abortion
job.
You know, unless they make some kind of house call to them and they do it. What they call that?
Black market.
Black market abortions.
Yeah.
I can see a lot of people starting to do that too.
Yeah.
You know? But you know what though? Just know
they'll
that.
They'll probably leave the country and stuff.
Yeah, they'll do that.
To go.
Uh-huh. You know, like out of state.
Just to get rid of a baby.
People are going to start probably paying, you know, obscene amount of money to go out of town just to get rid of their baby.
Yep, because they ain't ready.
But then guess what, though? You might be going out of town, but who would say that you're going to make it? You know, who's to say that what kind of doctor's operating on you or doing your abortion?
Yep.
What kind of consequences you going to have after this? It might be a shady doctor you're going to. Ain't got no credentials.
I know, right?
And you go back home and you get sick.
Yep.
And then you die.
So, and what get me is some of these women thinking that they need the man's support as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, men, y'all got us, right?
Right.
Really?
Please.
Really?
Please. Please.
Goodness.
These women over the world, I won't just say America, but over the world, a lot of women are just
ridiculous.
Ridiculous. I'm just going to straight up say it. They ridiculously sad, you know, because they are the example of motherhood, you know, mother, you know, just like mother nature, you know, in nature, just like, you know, God made women where they can produce babies. And here they is, a lot of them just want to get the baby just because they don't want it. It ain't no other reason than I'm too young or I haven't lived my life yet.
I ain't ready.
Uh-huh. And I can't have a baby.
No mama.
The baby gonna stop me from doing this. You know, these are not no legitimate reasons to have an abortion. It's not.
That's why they're putting a stop to it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know what? And maybe they should raise the price on abortion so high till they can't hardly afford it.
They should. Mm-hmm. They should.
Mm-hmm. Make it real steep. Real steep. Where they almost empty their pocket just to have one. Because, you know, especially for not good reason. For not a good reason. Yep. You know? You know, I know that they say that they see what these women want to do is want to take every situation and tie it to their situation.
Yeah.
You know, just say the party goer and the lady with, you know, the baby that's in the womb is severely deformed.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, because there are some babies that are severely, you know, deformed, you know. Okay. But you know, those are. There have been babies born that were severely deformed, and they lived a little short life, and then they died.
Yeah.
You know, but God know about that.
You sure do.
They still live, even if it was for one day, even if it was for 2 days, or 3 days, or even a week. But still, they were born, weren't they?
Yep.
Yes, they were. You know.
Yep.
So
you a chance to see them.
Yeah. So your reason for just saying I'm too young. I haven't been to college. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. Blah, 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 blah.
If you want to be all of that, then stop having unprotected sex. That's just all to it. If you want to be a lawyer, a doctor, you want to go off to college, you still want to live your life, you're too young, stop having unprotected sex. That's all to it. That's all you got to do. Do the right thing. Stop with the abortion because it's sad. It's just all sad.
Yeah, it's too sad. It's too sad. And you will have to answer for every baby
you're
that you
going
get rid
to.
Of.
You're
know,
going
some people
to.
Just think, okay, well, you
God
know, when
is
life ends, it's
yeah.
over. But no, you're going to have to answer for every baby that you get rid of.
Yeah, please don't think it's over. Because when you leave this world mm-hmm. and you
face
you
God,
know, face God mm-hmm. and you got to repent for them babies that you mm-hmm. got rid of.
Yeah, so you're going to have to answer to him. And, you know, your answer ain't gonna be legitimate.
No.
It ain't gonna be legit.
No. Mm-mm. It's not gonna be like,
you know,
the people down here.
People down here wanna tell you it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Don't listen to them. It's your body. You know, that's all they wanna hear. So they think that when they make their decision to do this, it's okay.
Yeah.
Because they got support. Like they got supporters right now. You know, they got a whole lot of support for this.
Whole boatload.
You know, when it's a situation that don't match up to God's standards, then they get a whole lot of situations. That, you know, that's just like laws and stuff that go against God, but people be for them.
Yeah.
You know, they are for that. Mm-hmm. But then when, you know, you stand up for something right, you got a few people.
Yeah.
A few people. And some want to say something, but they're scared.
They're scared.
See? They're scared that somebody going to backlash them. And
put me on TV.
Yeah,
put me on TV. You know, I'll be happy to say what I got to say.
You know, you can hate me for what I'm saying. I don't care.
What can they do to me?
I don't care.
What can they do? I ain't no celebrity. You can't take that from me.
You know.
So put me on TV and let me say what I have to say.
So these women just need to go somewhere and sit down.
Yeah.
Go somewhere and sit down.
Sit down.
Because you're just like cackling hens. You know, like a bunch of hens and stuff. You're just making a bunch of noise and you ain't justifying none of it.
Nah.
So that's why I'm so glad I'm not a celebrity crazy person.
Mm-mm.
You know, you got people who are celebrity crazy.
Yep.
Like they just, oh my God, a celebrity said this, so I gotta believe it. I gotta do this because the celebrity is for this. No, whatever.
Whatever.
Man, please. Get
whatever.
Over. But anywho, we know we're gonna probably get some backlash.
So
it's okay.
I really don't care.
Y'all,
it's all good. I don't care.
Give it. Let it roll.
I do not care.
Let bring it on.
Yeah, bring it on.
We don't care. We don't care about this because this is pro-life. This is for life. So we don't care about this.
We don't care. We
for life.
Don't care at all.
And anybody take a life.
Say what you got to say.
Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and spit it out. Get it over with.
Drop it in the comments. Don't really care.
Leave it in the comments, y'all. Leave it in the comments for
don't
us.
Don't really care.
You know. You know, your opinion is your opinion. I know you value your opinion, and we're not trying to take your opinion. But just don't say that we are wrong for our opinion.
I don't really care if they say that either.
I know you don't.
Corn, you are wrong for what you said. Okay.
Yeah. But
next.
Like, who are you to tell me?
Who are you? Exactly.
But you know what? Corner, they'll turn around and tell us that too.
Yeah.
They'll say, "Well, Corn and May, who are y'all to tell us that we're wrong?"
Yeah, I know they will.
But I can open a book up on you and I can show you.
Yeah.
Where life is precious.
Yep.
You know, and it's a gift from God.
They know
period.
That. They just want to be
period.
Wrong.
So yeah, you period. So be responsible.
Period. Poo.
And that way you can stay out of the doctor's office for trying to get rid of your baby.
Yep. I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Because you know, it's life, and I'm for life, and I love life, and I think that families who struggle to get pregnant, you know, or who women who just cannot have a baby, and they heart want a baby,
mm-hmm.
just get the baby up for adoption, and let a mother love this baby. That's what I say. That's my take.
My take too.
I think that's going to take too.
Yep.
Yep.
And a lot of more out there too.
Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid to voice your opinion.
Please don't.
But you know what, though?
One thing. These people just like
one thing, don't get on, like, no Facebook and all this, YouTube and all this there, and type in the comments about abortion, right? Because you know what? You're going to have messages.
That's coming. That's my specialty, though.
You have messages coming at you left and right. I'm like, I am not finna answer all the messages. Got a notification. Somebody, you wrong me, Tom. I'm gonna have to say somebody, and I'll be doing this all night.
That's me.
I ain't got time for y'all folks out there.
I put my opinion, and I spend half of the day responding.
Yeah, she will spend half a day, hours trying to get her point back across to them, and then she get another message.
Yes, they come from left to right. They be hitting y'all type of way.
All type of way. You see, I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time to deal with y'all that. I ain't finna deal with y'all like that. So. I mean, I'm right here. I'm on the podcast. Ready out here in podcast land. Hear me loud and clear. I am pro-life. So
yes.
That's where I'm at. I don't know what Corn going to do. She might be up all night on the phone and stuff. Mm-mm. I ain't got time.
Right?
I got to go sleep. I'm going to be asleep. Mm-mm. I ain't got time for y'all
no,
people.
No, I'm not going to
y'all
wanna entertain
trip?
These people.
Y'all want to trip? Mm-mm. I ain't finna trip with y'all.
No. I mean, if they, you know, come at me and stuff, or come at us and stuff.
Now, if you put,
I'm not gonna entertain them all night, but I will respond to some of them.
If you put, I'm for babies being born, and then you get 150
yes.
some people tapping back in, chiming in.
Yes.
Well, Corn is your, Corn is this, and this. No, those people give me a headache.
Yeah,
it made me want to take my phone that's
I
already cracked and throw it on down and
I
break
know,
it on.
Right? But nah, if it get like that, you just ignore
it. It ain't, brush them off. It ain't worth it though.
Brush them off because you made your opinion. If they don't like it, then oh well.
Yeah,
you ain't living for them.
No, you're not. You're not living for them. So
now move on.
You know, move on.
Yeah, move on.
Anywho,
put that hate towards somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, anywho, just want to touch on that before we get off the air.
Yeah, before we rub anybody else the wrong way.
Sorry,
I'm
y'all.
Just kidding.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. Y'all, we love y'all out there in podcast land. We thank you for your support, and thank you for chiming in and listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got opinions. We do value each other's opinions. So, you know, you share ours like we're sharing ours. You share yours with us. So, you know, it's all good. You know,
it's all good.
I wouldn't tell
crazy.
Nobody just shut up, you know, or just keep your mouth closed.
Just
let us, you know, chime in and what you think. But just, you know, be respectful.
Yes,
just be
please.
Respectful. You
please.
Know, just be respectful.
Don't come with the cuss words and
no,
all the bad
yeah,
words. I
yeah.
don't respond to that
you know,
stuff.
No, don't.
Because I don't curse.
Don't even respond to that. Ugh, I hate negative comments like that.
Yeah, I don't really, you know, curse and say all the bad things. I just, you know, say what I got to say, and I guess if it, you know, hurt them, then it just hurt them.
And
without
then they come
cursing
back at her,
stuff.
You know, they like a sea of piranhas.
Yeah, they be snipping and they be biting. But that's all we wanted to, you know,
yeah.
touch on, because that's all we've been seeing about R. Kelly
yeah,
and this
abortion.
Yeah. But it's, you know, plenty more stuff in the news that we probably hit on
like,
some other
like,
time.
Like our government needs to send out more stimulus checks.
Man.
I know it's probably not ever going to happen right now, but it's gas and stuff is really torn to families and stuff like that. And food is so high.
Yeah.
You know, we need a booster check.
We do.
So get online, start a petition, and tell our government we need a booster check.
Yes, y'all do that.
Because we do. All Americans need a booster check.
Sure do.
Because, you know, we've been hit hard in the pocket since COVID and all that there. And ever since after that, you know, families and then the gas shooting up sky high and then food. You go in there and a little pack of chicken and stuff is almost like, you know, $15. You're like, what?
That's ridiculous.
Then make you think about my grandma chickens. They're not even here anymore.
We ain't got no more.
We ain't got no more chickens. So we can't go get no chickens.
We can't go get grandma chickens.
So somebody get online and start a petition for a booster check.
Booster check. Booster
yeah,
check.
Yeah, for the people. Check. For the people.
For the people.
All right.
For the people. But that's gonna do it for us, May.
All righty then, Kwam. I think that this was a good day.
It was a good day.
It was a good day. I don't think it was a good day. Mm-hmm.
So all you R. Kelly fans, y'all keep him in prayer.
Yeah.
I'm still a R. Kelly fan.
You can pray for him.
R. Kelly, I got you.
Just because somebody fall don't mean that you can't pray for him.
No.
If people, you know, would do that, it'd be a better world.
It will be. Mm-hmm. It will be. But anyway, I am your girl, Kwan.
And I'm your girl, May.
And you've been chilling with us on Talk With Us.
Thanks, guys. Peace, love,
and keep happiness.
On praying and happiness.
All right, y'all. Bye.